Arizona Immigration News Roundup. Stay tuned for UNnews. This is an UNnews Roundup. You should pardon the expression. 30 April 2010, Phoenix, Arizona. There was a flurry of activity following the state's passage of an unprecedented law declaring it illegal to be illegal. Republican white-as-snow Governor Jan Brewer last Friday signed the bill into law to take effect in 90 days, which will require local police to pursue any reasonable suspicion that a person is in the country illegally. Community organizers and advocates insist that the law will be used mostly against Latinos, as Latinos do most of the border jumping. They demand that local police conduct stings at high school football games, French restaurants, funerals of people of Swedish ancestry, and the few remaining English language newspapers, so as to equalize the discomfort among races. Reaction to the law has been swift and predictable. Protesters camped out at the Capitol all last week. Some were bussed in from Los Angeles because, constitutionally, California has a say in what state laws Arizona passes. You can't join the protest because you have to go to work tomorrow morning. President Obama, who just last week was warning that anti-government rhetoric would lead to violence, issued a rasher of anti-government rhetoric, calling the new state law misguided. Though he didn't say anyone acted stupidly this time. He asked Attorney General Eric Holder to find a legal way to block the law and perhaps do a better job than Mr. Holder did prosecuting the blacks who intimidated voters with nightsticks in 2008. Tucson policeman Martin Escobar has filed suit challenging the law's constitutionality. He claims police have the right not to pursue reasonable suspicion and that persons of a humble color have the right not to be asked embarrassing questions even after they are arrested for something else. Even questions that wouldn't be embarrassing if it weren't obvious they are wetbacks. As the law makes it a state crime to be in Arizona in violation of federal immigration law, the entire Board of Selectmen of tiny New Ipswich, New Hampshire, which in 2005 developed a novel use of trespassing law, has flown to Arizona to consult. Throngs of Americans organized a total boycott of Arizona at economic choke points, such as when their baseball team plays an away game in Chicago. A boycott would hurt Arizona's economy, which would help its illegals by, Anyway, remarkably, singers and movie stars have an opinion on the new law, too. Linda Ronstadt, who is a dark-skinned Brazilian, said, quote, "Mexican Americans are not going to take this lying down," unquote. Except, of course, Mexican Americans who came across legally. And Colombian star Shakira plans to meet with the Phoenix police chief and mayor to warn them not to do racial profiling, a concern that neither of them will have thought about before. Shakira will have entry papers from immigration and will have a duty to carry them and present them if reasonably asked, as has always been the case. Just like Nazi Germany, say the protesters. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.